May the Lord help us to commence this morning by singing hymn 632. 632. Whoever in Jesus believes, the blessing is sure to obtain. A full and free pardon Christ gives to all that confide in his name. Nor Moses, nor Satan, nor sin can sentence believers to hell. No evil without or within shall ever against them prevail. Hymn 632.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God in the first book of Kings. The first book of Kings, a few verses in chapter 6. And we turn onwards to the first epistle of Peter. We commence at the first verse, the first of Kings, chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord the length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, and the porch before the temple of the house 20 cubits was the length thereof according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights, and against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without, in the wall of the house, he made narrowed rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house. Of course, it's the temple, isn't it? He built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father, and I dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. Now we leave the reading there and turn the first epistle of Peter. From chapter 2, a few verses. The first epistle, general of Peter, in chapter 2, a few verses, commencing at the first verse. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. O Lord, we do seek thy most gracious help. What a great matter it is to approach unto thee, Lord on high, and we upon the earth. Lord, much in need of thy mercy. Pray that thou be with us, Lord, to look down from the height of heaven. How great that is. And yet thou canst look upon the poor and the needy, that thou art disposed and sweetly able to remember those that need thee, even this morning hour. So we plead that worthy name, and seek, Lord, that thou be with us this day. Desire, Lord, to humble ourselves before thee. Lord, we desire to thank thee for the mercies that surround us. House of prayer and thy goodness to the dear friends here, and we pray that thou remember each case, each one we bring to thee, Lord, and seek that thou remember us together around the mercy seat. And pray, Lord, that thou be pleased to hasten to come. Oh, it needs thee, Lord, to grant the Holy Spirit of promise. Need thee, Lord, to come, for we are sinners indeed. We need thy mercy, Lord, more than we really know. Oh, may it abound. Lord, remember each case we pray and each need before thee as we pray again for thy help. We seek, Lord, that thou grant us that sweetness of that name above every name. Oh, that only would do us good. And pray that thou remember seekers, and that they may, Lord, be able to say we have found him. The dear woman said, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? So we would seek thee, Lord, to find thee in thy appointed way. Make the place of thy feet glorious. Pray, Lord, that thou bless the dear friends, and seek a blessing upon thy word, that we remember those, Lord, not able to be here. But we do pray, Lord, that thou be round about us and remember each cause represented. We pray, Lord, for a soft and thankful heart. Oh, do grant the blood of Christ for our poor sins, Lord, that testify against us. Poor in this, that we have nothing but our debtors to thee. Pray, Lord, that thou remember any in special need, and remember the dear young ones and hear prayer for them with ourselves. Oh, that we may be able, Lord, to know that especial lifting up, and there may be that blessing to each one. We pray that thou help us, Lord, to seek for the opening of thy word, that with a sweet authority, Lord, which comes from above, with a sweet blessing of the Holy Spirit, oh, to come and enlarge our hearts, that thou hasten, Lord, to come where sinners are and leave them not in the lowness of their hearts, but grant a lifting up, we pray, and may Christ be precious, and grant a Father's love, and this sweet appointing of thine own beloved Son, oh, to hasten to come, Lord, and send down those sweet showers of blessing. Thou wilt remember us together. Thou wilt hasten, Lord, to deliver us from the power of sin and unbelief. Oh, Lord, it's the hardness, it's the rebellion. We pray that thou wilt forgive. Lord, we seek that thou wilt remember us, thinking of our poor land. But, Lord, it's the church of God especially. Oh, do hear us. Remember us, Lord, in our burdens and cares for the blessing of God once more to be known, as in former years, as in days of much sweet prosperity. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Do we not need thee, Lord, to come as if we have never heard anything at all, with that sovereign power and energy, with that particular blessing, Lord, that makes rich, with that authority in thy word, and with the sweet presence of the Lord? We seek, Lord, that thou remember indeed our poor land, and hear prayer as we would make a supplication, Lord, for a day of blessing once more. And do we not need thee, Lord, in high places? And Lord, remember us in the particular things that seem to surround us as we are thinking, Lord, of that need of God to preserve us from the outbreak of terrible conflicts further. Lord, hear us, we pray, and thy people everywhere. We pray, Lord, that thou hasten to come and grant peace on this poor, troubled earth. And Lord, we are often asking thee, Lord, to hear us for thee. Lord, once more to grant that bringing in of the dead elect, and we pray for thy people, but we are saddened at heart. Lord, hear us, we pray, and remember our fellow creatures, each one. We ask, Lord, that thou remember us still as we plead for a day, Lord, that shall be remembered, a day when it may be said it has been good to be here, a day, Lord, when we quite forget all things tomorrow and elsewhere, and seek, Lord, thy immediate presence, thy blessing, thy favour, thy healing touch, thy blessing, Lord, upon the Sabbath school, and those that are away, Lord, do remember them, and we pray for them. And seek, Lord, that thou help us, Lord, to gather up thy mercies if we could. So many are those favours that we have, the house of God, and the favours continued to us. May we ask the blessing upon the means used and the day provided. We ask, Lord, that thou remember those that have lost loved ones, our brother, and we pray for others too, that thou remember them in life's path of tribulation. Oh, thou knowest our heart's desire, Lord, that thou especially grant that sweet comfort of thy love, and that will put everything right in a moment. Hear us, Lord, as we plead that thou come over our unworthiness. Hasten to come, Lord, where poor sinners are that seem to need thee especially. Oh, that there may be a day of blessing, and a day of favour, Lord, and may we not be a hindrance. Remember each one, we pray that we may be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. We seek, Lord, a thankful heart and our thankfulness. And Lord, if our prayers are not long, may they be sweeter. May the Lord appear. Hasten to come. Lord, bow down thine ear to hear. Remember us still. Help us now. We ask, Lord, thy sweet mercy upon us, and that thou wilt come over all our sin and unworthiness. Plead in that worthy, pervading name of the Lord Jesus. For his great name's sake, we ask with forgiveness. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 529. 529. Sweet Jesus, how great is thy love, thy mercy and truth know no end, and all that are born from above shall find thee a permanent friend. Dear Saviour, enlighten my eyes, that I may thy wonders behold, contained in the law of the wise, too grand and too great to be told. Hymn 529.
Thank you.
by the help of God, I will direct you to the word upon my spirit in the first epistle, General of Peter, from chapter 2. Chapter 2 in the first epistle of Peter. And we read again from verse 4 into the following verses. The first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, and verse 4 especially. To whom coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, this part of the Word of God has followed my thought, and with it a very great sense of utter helplessness without the Lord should come. Friends, it's a good part. There are things here I desire the Lord may bring us to by His grace. We notice the text. By the word of the Lord. And I've wondered, friends, if Peter was thinking especially of his great denial and the terrible things that overtook him when he said, disallowed indeed of men. I wondered if that, friends, is the way into our thoughts. By the blessing of God in his heart. What epistles he wrote. And he knew this truth, friends, in a very precious way, disallowed indeed of men. And I believe it speaks for those that need his mercy, that need the Lord to hasten to come today, or those that feel so much in want that they wonder if they are in the right place. Friends, yes, you are, but we need to be in our right place spiritually. The truth in the word seems to stand out to me in the context of the building of the temple or the house, as we are reminded, in those days of old. We have read of that commencing and continuing of the building of the house in those days, of the building of the temple. Solomon built the house. God was with him. And there are a few things, friends, we mustn't just pass over. That's what we need in Zion today, the Lord to build the house. Indeed, our own souls might be likened to a house. Friends, does God dwell there? You want him to dwell there? When the Lord gives a new birth, it's the need for real things that occupies these hearts. I can't really tell why it's so, but they're discontented and need the Lord to build their souls. Or the house indeed might be a house where God will be with them, even in his earthly courts, even in his house here below. Are there those that seek the Lord to come today? And it's so needful, isn't it, the Lord to fill the house and grant that blessing through the gospel. Friends, it's truth, isn't it, that we need when God grants a new birth. And you may be sure, friends, God has appointed it in the midst of Zion, but we need the Holy Spirit. In those verses that we read here in the first of Kings, I was thinking of the appointments in coming to our text. I was thinking of the appointments of those walls of the house, of those many years previously. We may remember the words here. The temple was in building according to the appointments of those that oversaw the work. There was that particular need of a very circumspect building, sanctifying the house. And in the Word of God, we might be reminded of the need to reverence God's house. And friends, it's a very beautiful part, really, because Solomon is a type of Jesus Christ. It's he, isn't it, that builds the house of these poor souls that once were far off, and the Lord begins to build their house spiritually with those new desires, which is so weak that Jesus inspires, bids thee still seek. It's one particular thought you may anticipate me. We have read in the house in those days of old when it was in building. Verse 7 was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. Now may our hearts be like that, friends. Made ready by God's grace. Sweetly enabled to come up with a who can tell, with a desire to hear. It's not what the man says, friends, it's what God says, but may our words be according to his purpose. And the house, when it was in building, we've read, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. It was sanctified. And we're reminded, according to the history of the Word of God, that when it was so, that there was a great preparation, and it got towards the end of the building when the top stone was to be brought. I want to speak about that today. There was a particular concern, friends, because it seems very clear that there was a need for the Lord's sweet blessing to be known, especially regarding the word of his grace. My thoughts have gone to the word that he may send for the establishing and strengthening of his people. We have it before us in the word here, where there was such a preparation for the Lord to come. And we have read it, haven't we? So that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool and so on. But I want to look at it from another part. Friends, it's this hidden part that is yet to be known in the hearts of God's people, perhaps. We may look at it like that. So that we may be able to consider that this house was in building, but it wasn't finished. God still had a work and a witness. May we be able to consider it for a few moments today. It seems as if the Lord may direct our thoughts to another part, and that is where there was that great concern for the blessing of God upon the house and for the building up of it. But there was something missing, wasn't there? If you remember the account, we may think of it in the word of God's grace. It was sanctified. And friends, they wanted to find the top stone. But it seems from the word of God that we may just think about it. A time when God would bring that building to the height that it was appointed to. And friends, it really directs us to the Lord on high. For the Lord to come and grant his blessing upon his truth. But then I want to notice in the word of God's grace that this seems to direct me to that looking and seeking for the top stone. It may be called in another part a different name, but there was in those far off days the building of the temple a great quandary why the word speaks here so especially the building of a temple, finishing of it too. And then I want to come, as God may help me, thinking of this great matter where they couldn't find the top stone. Look as they did, because really, friends, in those years gone by, we may notice that there was a particular need for that laying of the stone, for the building of the Lord by his grace. And it speaks very much here, if I may notice, of a time when this stone was found, friend. Now we may notice it. It was discarded. The stone for the top stone, or the chief cornerstone, we want to speak wisely. There was a particular need for the stone to be sweetly known, more especially among the people of God and those that love his name. But I want to hasten very quickly. We have noticed of the particular word of our text, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, elect and precious, disallowed indeed of men. And I must get a little closer, friends. It really means that it was set at naught, this stone that was so needful. So much was it a part of the appointments of God. And yet it was perhaps little known. There was a time when God would bring his purposes to pass with the temple. Much more, friends, in our souls. A little closer, as we notice the particular setting of the word. Friends, I thought, how do we bring in the gospel? What do we say about it, friends? We need this stone indeed. It is spoken of here in God's word. What God has laid in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect precious. Well, let me come a little close, friends. It needs this stone, doesn't it? For the blessing of God upon his word. The Lord to come and Grant that especial help for those that indeed would see Jesus. And then there's something I must hasten to come with. We may notice, friends, this stone lay a long time in the Old Testament. It lay a long time until the stone was found and God's purposes were brought to pass. Again, I think of the setting of the word. You may notice it. The stone which the builders disallowed. It was no worth at all. But we may notice, friend, how God will prosper his own word in his own time, in his way. So I want to come and speak from these words as God may open them up a little closer to us, friends. It's these waiting hearts. Need the Lord. It's these souls that perhaps are very buffeted by Satan, are very tried in their hearts, whether they are among the Lord's people or no, whether they have a possession in the truths of God as his dear people. And then it may be that the Lord may open it up in another direction, friends. It says, disallowed indeed of men. What does it mean? How greatly was that stone disallowed? It was rejected, and still God's purposes were to come to pass. Are any waiting upon the Lord? Are those that seek his sweet grace? Those that may have to wait upon the Lord as those that are very faint and weary sometimes. Well, friends, the way into our text a little further is the appointments of God, disallowed indeed of men. I wonder what you think about that. Say, well, I feel to need the Lord myself. I cannot seem to rise so high, and I seem cut off and so far away from the objects of my love or desire. Let me try and come to the gospel. It's that particular thought that it was a time to seek the Lord for this top stone, for this headstone, and there was much great concern about it. Perhaps some of you know a little about it by God's grace. And then the enlargements of my thoughts are contained in this. We may have to wait especially, and it speaks here of living stones. Friends, they are such as are possessed by God's grace with the new birth. That they are such as that they have to leave all things behind for Christ. They have to bring themselves very low, if so be the Lord may have mercy. I want to come to the truth of it as God may help me. It is perhaps right for me to try and speak unto these characters that stand out to me. To find them, friends, in his God, in his word. What does it mean? To whom coming as unto a living stone, but disallowed indeed of men? Well, it may be that it brings us to the sweet excellence of Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. It may bring us to bring those So that's us seeking the Lord to wonder if they might yet inquire the Lord for them. They might yet be found amongst those that are so far off. There might be some purpose in them coming this morning. There might be some sweet encouragement somewhere. Friends, it's the stone found, isn't it? We may notice it in the word of his grace. To whom coming? And to a living stone, so he lives. But he's disallowed of men. Oh, we may notice it especially. Whom cometh unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. And that takes up man's sad state by nature. It takes up his rejection of the Almighty. We may trace it right back to the early part of the scripture. Think of it in that way, in the first chapter or two of Genesis, and we might notice the rejection of the Lord, the turning away from the Almighty, and yet God turning unto these sinners to sweetly pardon and forgive and take them under his sweet care and keeping. But then there's something here I must hasten with, as if it stands out to me more than I can notice. It's the disallowing here that seems to attend my thoughts. What does it mean? Satan's temptation. Oh, it may mean in another sense their thoughts seem to be so far off. Maybe in another sense there is a need of the Lord to hasten to come and to grant his sweet blessing for these hearts that are cast down because of the way it speaks of them, chosen of God and precious. Well, they are still, friends, the objects of God's love. And that's where I want to come, as the Lord may help me. Disallowed indeed of men. Or it may be, perhaps, there are those that fail to be cast off. Or that the Lord casts them off. Or that they're souls are so bad they must be lost. Well, the truth of the matter in my thoughts is this. Strangely, friends, these stones are living stones. Why? It's a new birth. It's the truth as it is in Jesus. It's what the Lord may especially appoint to those that seek him as for hid treasure or in the purposes of God. But perhaps we haven't got here. Disallowed indeed of men. What does it mean? It's the cross. It's the truth, friends, that belongs to us. Do we know it? Oh, the rejection that is felt perhaps by some, feeling to be so much in need of life divine. A sweet hymn about it. Need the Lord to come and grant them that gracious help, or they shall be forever cast aside. And then it seems as if the word stands out to me in this respect. Can't get much lower than this, can you? Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That's the gospel. Is it deservedness? Is it because we're not quite so bad, really? Is it because we are so waiting forever upon the Lord? Well, let me try and speak from the words here by His grace. It's what we may look at on two sides. This allowed indeed of men. I wonder what that means this morning. What it is that may try your inmost heart. Am I his or am I not? Or in another respect, to know whether the Lord loves us or no. Perhaps it's a deep, deep concern. And there's two parts, isn't there, as I've said. It's allowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. It seems to me that the word stands out to me, and the Lord might be pleased to direct me to it. Perhaps some hearts that are still waiting upon the Lord this morning. Would not be surprised. It is allowed indeed of men. It may be that there's some particular trial and some trouble that belongs to one or more of you. Perhaps the church, I don't know. I know very little. But there's two parts, friends, that God may deal with. It's allowed indeed of men. And the other part is chosen of God and precious. Oh, to think upon it for a few moments. Firstly, it is so, friends, in God's wise appointments. Disallowed indeed of men. It's the cross, perhaps, the particular great trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Or another aspect of it is this, that it seems as if, I think the hymn writer gathers it up. Well, that these characters, friends, in everything they opposition me, whether it's at work, at school, or office, or whatever, they seem to be much in need of the Lord to hasten, to come and grant His sweet blessing. But there's still much more here. We may notice it very humbly. It does seem as if there's so much in this word here to try to bring in disallowed indeed of men. What it is, I don't know. Is it those anxious, whether or not they should venture or not? Is it those that maybe in a particular trial of their faith, maybe a particular need for the Lord to hasten unto you, therefore, which belief He is precious, unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, again we have it, the same is made the head of the corner. And that's the gospel. We read about it in Psalm 118. And it's this particular thought, He is made the head of the corner, that seems to fill my thoughts a little. Psalm 118, we may be reminded about it. Have it perhaps, especially regarding the Lord and His purposes. That ripen fast and fold in every hour. the bud may have a bitter taste. The sweet shall be the flower. Do you believe it? Say, well, I'm in a perplexity. This disallowance here may be many things. It certainly will be Satan. But it may be your own thoughts, your estimation of how far God has led you. Maybe your own, friends, think not of faith so clear as shuts all doubtings out. We may be needing to be reminded of that. Or in the word of his grace, there may be a hindrance. It's like this great matter, you can't find the top stone. Well, friends, look for the stone of the corner. What will God say about that? I've set that chief cornerstone. Friends, it's for the building, isn't it? Or the building up of what God has begun. The Lord help you to go again unto the Lord and seek him more earnestly for a token. Don't you want something from the Lord? You have to pray about it. But it says here, by way of consolation, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Well, we've noticed the stone. It was found and brought to the headstone, but then the building was complete. I want to touch upon that later today, if God be mindful of me. But it's this particular word that tends my thoughts. Friends, there's something on both sides. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. Now when it says chosen of God, it means in his sacred mind and purpose, not your own. It's in what the Lord wills. And we may think of that word, not my will, but thine be done. You may have to walk in it, friends, very deeply. Disallowed indeed of men. We know something of it by experience. I won't go into it. Friends, it's something appointed, and yet it's not the end of everything. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And of course, it's Jesus Christ, but it's those that belong to him. And those have to walk according to his purposes or some fiery trial or some great matter that may be too hard for you but not to the Lord. It's allowed indeed of men. Sometimes it's the case, it's so, friends. And how to proceed you may not know. But then it's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, disallowed indeed of men. And I've said at the beginning, friends, the cross of Christ is in it. Disallowed indeed of men. Or you say there's something wrong. Really, friends, it may be you and me. We need more grace. Need to bow more deeply. Need to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort you in due time. Not easy, is it? Do you want a religion, friends, that has silver slippers and you can get along nicely? He's appointed shoes of iron and brass for the hardness of the way, for the things that may perplex you so deeply. We've got a lot to leave, a lot to bring to the Lord, a lot to seek to tell him about that knows all things, but that he may perfect his will and purpose. Friends, it's the stone, isn't it? The chief cornerstone. And then how he lays it in Zion. It's when the Lord begins to appear. For those that seek the Lord. And it's that stone between Jew and Gentile. But then it's the ingathering of the Gentile race. And friends, by nature, we're much in need of the Lord to set us down upon the truth as it is in Jesus. And to take up the cross, perhaps. And to seek more earnestly his face. And go again 7 times. And to pray unto him that seems not to answer. Friends, he hears. Are there those that are so troubled because they want perfection in their experience? Friends, you'll have to come lower than that. It's that sweet expectation that if the Lord comes, that will put it right. That sweet leaning upon the Beloved. Seeking the Lord to come and attend to these great concerns, especially your soul and circumstances. So, friends, it's looking, isn't it, more closely, looking more upwards for the Lord. And friends, he can answer. It's in our text, through him that is chosen of God and precious. Now that's what he becomes. To these that seek the Lord, and to you therefore, which believe his precious. A good test, when I was seeking the Lord in his appointments and joining the church, that's the word that God sent very sweetly into my heart, unto you, therefore, which believe his precious. How precious? Above all things, I could from all things parted be. Never, never, Lord, from me. Friends, how greatly has the Lord put his word in your hearts. You say, well, I do need him. Give me grace to walk out the way to him. His purposes may be known, and you have to tread so carefully. Disallowed indeed of men may be the first thing with regard to the call by grace. Maybe a trial about it. Friends, we know a little about it. Those that say, what do these feeble Jews? Friends, they wait upon the Lord. They seek for the Lord to be their sufficiency. But our sufficiency is of God. So there's two parts. I want to bring it out. There is the chief cornerstone. May speak of that sweet beginning. We trusted it had been he. We should have redeemed Israel. And then the time when he draws near and hearts burn within them while he talks and speaks to them by the way. Friends, there's one thing set over another. And they that have no changes fear not God. It's not that easy way, but it's that way that God has appointed to bring us the more sweetly unto him. Oh, this one the Lord has shown you is the object of your desire. The need of your soul, you can say, I need him. Needful art thou, my soul can say, sweet him, isn't it? But it's this two parts, I haven't got to the second part as I would like yet. But chosen of God and precious. Now that's the portion God has appointed in the covenant. In the fullness of the Lord. We might say it's in the chief cornerstone, and then the fulfilling of his purposes until the top stone is granted. Now be careful, friends, to say, well, I haven't got my forgiveness. Be careful. Very careful. Friends, the Lord empties whom he fills. It's in our text. Chosen of God and precious to those that wait upon him and seek him and love him too. Oh, it's walking it out, isn't it? And then perhaps the Lord's people need the two parts so much, don't they? They need help with the trial, as we have noticed. To whom coming unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men? Say, well, I know something about that. But it's not the remedy. But you have to walk it out until God appears. And that's the great trial of your faith, isn't it? And let me add to my thoughts this truth, friends. He's not one without the other. Disallowed indeed of men. Well, what does it mean indeed, friends? Is everything there belonging to a precious Jesus? Disallowed indeed of men. You look at it right through from the beginning of his journey here below. And then the truth is this, friends, the obedience unto the Father. And the rejection, it was the Sadducees especially, wasn't it? In the New Testament. It was the opposition that he knew as never man had ever known. And then I think a bit a little closer, friends, it was Gethsemane. That's a sacred place. It was that garden and into which he came and was betrayed, disallowed indeed of men. Chosen of God and precious. Oh, friends, that we might have a sweet glimpse of him. And the truth as it is in the Lord, in his sweet perfections. Friends, he was humbled that grace might abound. He was directed to that part where they all forsook him and fled. Disallowed indeed of men. And yet was brought to Gabbatha. And there, friends, he was crowned with thorns, disallowed indeed of men. It would be a good day, friends, if you and I have a little sweet communion with him that was thus disallowed indeed of men. Oh, you'll know what it is to feel glad enough, friends, to have the trial, if the Lord is with you, he'll bring you through. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, a very sweet part, isn't it? Now, it says then, in the word of his grace, that to whom coming, venturing hard, but disallowed. Now the Lord disallows these souls. It hasn't appointed relief nor deliverance. Friends, it cannot. It magnifies the offences. So many. It brings the soul that seeks the Lord into a very great matter. Surely he's got clean gone. Dear Job felt it, and perhaps there are others we could mention. It's allowed indeed of men, and I think of Moses included, but chosen of God. Friends, who is this? None other, and I must leave it shortly, none other than dear Redeemer, the chief cornerstone especially, and the top stone. Oh, friends, to catch a sweet glimpse by faith of him in that sweet, high and holy place, chosen of God and precious. For these coming sinners, friends, the Lord help me to notice it, that they might come once more, seek for his mercy and plead for his grace and say, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. But he's chosen of God as the friend of sinners. Friends, we are so undeserving. But it says especially that they might come in all their sin. I thought so much of the dear woman, perhaps I did in prayer, where she said, come, see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, how sweetly exalted he is. A harlot indeed, a terrible, terrible character, but sweetly owned by God. Friends, it's in our text, isn't it? Chosen of God and precious. Election is in it. Friends, look. Be looking unto him by his grace. If so be, there may be hope. Might be a little place where you may find him. To the object, for the object of your desire, Lord Jesus, make thyself to me a living bright reality, more present to face vision keen than any outward object seem, or dear, or intimately nigh, and in the sweetest earthly tie. Oh, do you believe it? Now, friends, it seems as if there's something here to encourage those that need the Lord, but can't seem to find him, can't seem to know him as they would, can't seem to find that forgiveness so sorely needed. Friends, it's going unto him without the camp bearing his reproach, unto the Lord to whom coming, unto a living stone, this allowed indeed of men. Oh, it's walking it out, isn't it? But chosen of God and precious. We may be able to think about it a little further. But that's how it's attended my thoughts. What to do this morning, but how to speak or try to speak. I feel so lame, friends, but it's that sweet encouragement to go again, to whom coming, as unto a living stone disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Friends, that's the truth as it is in the gospel. He, the Father, has sweetly chosen him to be the head of grace for those that are so impoverished, so guilty, so undone, that they might plead his mercy, they might lay hold upon him that first laid hold upon them. That may be the way to continue, friends. It's just looking, isn't it, unto Jesus, but then coming as unto a living stone disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. There's so much in it, but I must leave it this morning. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Keeper's Lodge this afternoon, and David Curley's class is cancelled. God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Charles Woolboys is expected to preach and address the Sunday school. And collections next Lord's Day are for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn number 24. 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24.
Forgive the poverty felt, the lameness, the lack, the need of the Lord to cover all. And do make up, Lord, by thy sweet grace, the inadequacies, Lord, and pray that there may be those that shall say, well, we have found him, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, remember each case, each need, those that we tenderly pray for that say, ah, but I haven't got the Holy Spirit. That's a good mark of thy grace. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.